what's going on in you, especially when you are a lawyer or lawyer. Anyhow, here he would say, listen, this intelligence has two different faces. One is that flying bird, which we talked about it, do you remember? That falcon, that hunting. And the other one is different, but look at these two. They are back to back. Because when we talk about the opposites, opposites are not fighting each other. To you, opposites are enemies, right? Rumi will ask you later, what is the problem between night and day? I don't see them fighting each other. They follow each other, they love each other, and they complete each other. Why do you say they are fighting each other? You have some coins in your pocket. Two opposite faces are fighting each other or completing each other? Comparison, let go of the comparison, and you should understand that duality exists here. Whatever is, the non-existence is beside it. Because we know where your ego is coming from. Where is your ego coming from? Yes, read it.
The angel, as well as the intelligence, is a finder of God. Each of the two is a helper and worshipper of Adam. The nafs and the devil have been one from the first and have been an enemy and envier of Adam.
Did you get it? Your ego is the Satan. You know it, don't we? Who is Satan? Do you remember he talked that we made two different angels? There are good angels, there are bad angels. But they work together. Who is the worst angel? The guy who was used to be the best. Do you remember? He was closest angel to God, to Satan. Why? Because he knows everything. Satan is knowledge. And knowledge is Satan. And it's closest angel to God before human comes in. Okay, he is logical, intelligent. What else is there? All the tendencies of animal. What was the worst? Jealousy. And he got jealous to us. Look at him. That's Satan, right? He says, okay, this Satan is your ego. Because your ego is your knowledge, is your logic. There are different angels in you. The worst is Satan and it's your ego. Because Satan is selfish. You know it. That's the definition of Satan. Yes? And human being?
He that regarded Adam as a body fled, while he that regarded the trusty light bowed.
Okay, this was something that maybe you never heard of. Have you ever heard that God made this human, this new animal, and said, everybody bow to him? Why? First of all, why? Why did he ask everyone to bow to human being? Because his breath was there. He put his creativity in this fellow. Okay? And all the angels, they appreciated it and they bowed. Except Satan. Because selfishness doesn't let him. Here you will see, he will say, he doesn't say good angels did it and Satan did that. He would say, this Satan saw human being as body, the physical existence. Therefore, you know what he did? He ran away. The other people who saw him with the faith, mu'tamin, the light of faith, of belief, they bowed to him. Because, yes?
Those two were clairvoyant by this, while the eye of these two saw nothing but clay.
When we're talking about point of view, we're not talking about this, because this is looking at the physical existence, which to us is the earthly stuff. The other eye, which is looking for the spirit of the people, for the meaning of the people, not physical existence. That one. But did you get it? No. How do I know? Rumi will say, I'm sorry. I talked about it, but you're not ready. No. The subject is not here yet. Ready?
This discourse is now left like an ass on the ice, since it's not fitting to recite the gospel to Jews. How can one speak
of... No, listen to the reason why. Why this is like an ass on the ice? Suddenly my explanation. Because I cannot, you cannot read the Bible to a Jew. Bible is the new book, right? New Testament. The Jew believes in the Old Testament. He says, look at them. These two books are Bible, right? Both together, because those two prophets were so close. But the Jews, if you not read this, means what? Means you are used to the old conversation, old way of thinking, and I'm bringing the new one, and I know you're not even looking at it. Because you think, what are this is talking about? I'm trying to show you the different you. Yes?
How can one speak of Umar to Shiites? How can one play a lute before the deaf? But if there is anyone in a nook in the village, the hue and cry that I have raised is enough. To him that is worthy to the exposition, stones and brickback bats become an articulate and well-grounded exponent.
Means what? Suddenly you finish this paragraph strangely. First you say, pop, suddenly everything is stuck. I don't know how to go on anymore. It's like trying to read the New Testament to a Jew, or try to talk about Omar with the she fellow. All doesn't work. But, we talked about this, didn't we? Even today, I brought it back. The prophet, they looked at you, and they were ready to give up. But, no. Here he will say, I'm talking, and it doesn't work. You're not listening. But, if one of you, perchance, for a single moment, we'll hear it. I did my job. Because we know it, it's like this. We don't talk about it as if everyone could become Rumi. We don't say everyone could become a lover. We know that the love is that exceptional stuff that will hunt a handful. But we know, working together, walking in this path, we improve the environment for the next handful of people that are coming. That's how it works. I mean, when we talk about enrichment, don't think about knowing everything. Here is not about everything. Here is not about quantities even. It's more complicated. And I have to explain it again and again. Yes?
Explaining that whatever God Most High bestowed and created, the heavens, the earth, the substances, and the forms, He created all at the demand of need, and that one must make oneself in need of a thing so that he may bestow it. For, or he who answers the sorely distressed when he calls unto him.
Okay. Any meaning in that big sentence? Mm-hmm. Look at it carefully, because this is another point here. He wants to say that, okay, you know what? When I'm talking about that creator, I'm not talking about the accidents. I'm talking about the creator, the planner. Okay? He created whatever was needed. So he will create whatever is needed. What do you need? Your animal will say food and sex and a cave. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking to your animal. I'm talking to your spirit. Then what do you need? Suddenly nothing. Look at you. When they say, what do you need? Money, power, food, blah, 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 all comes out. When they say, for your spirit, what do you need? Nothing. Okay. And here we're talking about the spirituality and want to tell you, first of all, you should develop the need. When you need to improve yourself, then God will help you. As long as you're arrogant and you don't think that there is anything shortcoming and that kind of stuff, why should you receive something? But musically, it should work on your sentiment. This is something that normally the Muslims' children will learn very early. Because in the ceremonies, at the end, when that guy who is the mullah and whoever is at the top, he wants to bring it down, suddenly he will bring in some sentence, some word that everybody knows, and they will say it 10 times. Amman yujibul muftara idha da'ah wa yakshifu as-su. Amman yujibul muftara idha da'ah wa yakshifu as-su. Means there is an acceptance when you pray for something, and the bad and negative stuff and everything will become clear, will be visible, and all of that means you should understand that you are needy and you need something to change yourself. Okay. Now let's hear it.
Sore distress is the evidence of worthiness. It was Mary's want and pain that made such a babe begin to speak. Part of her spoke on her behalf without her. Every part of you has speech in secret. Your hands and feet become witnesses, O slave. How long will you set hand and foot to denial?
Okay. What was this explanation? First of all, okay, yes, this is the need of the mother that Jesus started to talk when he was a baby. Does it make a point for you? Not yet. Then what? I said, not only that baby talked. Every little part of Maryam could talk to Maryam. Because she was like you. Every single part of you has some